It's time now for the Patriot Pregame Show here on WPGW Radio. Featuring interviews and comments about tonight's game. And now back to the gymnasium for the Patriot Pregame Show.
Welcome back to Shea County High School, everybody. Our pregame show brought to you by Portland Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, see Kyle Champ at Portland Insurance, 115 East Main, downtown Portland, where insurance is made simple because Kyle will take care of all the details for you. Whether it's farm, home, life, auto, or business insurance, it's Portland Insurance, 115 East Main. Kyle Champ is your agent. Well, we've had some gigantic battles with these guys over the years, Justin.
Yep, from last year, Fort Recovery won 38-31. The year before, 34-29. Close games all the way down. I mean, through the years, Shea County has won 10, but Fort Recovery, with the series lead, winning the last two, Fort Recovery has won 12. So Indians hold a 12-10 advantage in the series.
And there's been very few of these games that have been lopsided. They've mostly been right down to the wire.
Yep, a lot, like you said, down to the wire, overtime in 2016-17. So, I mean, this could go overtime here tonight.
It could very well. I wouldn't mind it. It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
We'll be back with our first interview tonight with Jerry Baumhold, head coach of the Shea County Patriots, right after we pause for this from Portland Insurance.
Does your insurance coverage have you feeling like this? If so, stop by Portland Insurance Agency, where we can help you find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. So stop crying the blues and see me, Kyle Chin, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
We're back at Shea County High School tonight. Shea County hosting the Fort Recovery Indians in the annual battle between the Indians and the Patriots here this evening. Always a close game, it seems like. That's for sure. We hope it's going to be a competitive game tonight. And we have Jerry Baumholt with us, the head coach of our Shea County Patriots. And, Coach, I know you were hoping it was going to be a competitive game last night, but we just had a really terrible second quarter that kind of did us in.
Excuse me, Rob. Yeah, it's one of those where you go a lot of consecutive possessions. I was just watching the film, not to stat it, but just to look at it, write some things down. Rob, I think it was maybe 3 or 4 minutes left in the half before we had a defensive rebound. Now, I know they were hitting shots, but even when they missed, they just absolutely killed us on the inside. We didn't block out. We were out of position on the zone. Just a lot of things that went wrong. And unfortunately for us, last night they exploited all the things that we did wrong. So we're going to see tonight if we can't get that turned back around. And if not, we probably ought to have some changes coming here. I mean, we're 3 games into the season. We don't want to panic, but we also want to get guys that are going to play at a high level of intensity and can do it the way we want it done. And right now, we're just not getting that done. So I think it's important for us to come out tonight. And I think, again, one thing that stood out was our shooting. And it's been consistently less than average through the first 3 games. And we just thought we would be better shooters than we are up to this point. And that's frustrating because we work awfully hard, not only on form shooting, but on a lot of other things that have to do with shooting the basketball. And not just form, but footwork and a lot of other things. And we have got to get that corrected and carried over to the games. And tonight would be a good time to start.
Good time to start indeed. Yeah, there was also a stretch last night where we just basically had one offensive shot and we were done, as they controlled the offensive boards for quite a while there too.
Yeah, they did. And we got to give it a little bit better effort on both ends tonight. Like I said, we got to shoot it better, and we got to defend a little better. I don't think we're going to face the same kind of size that we faced last night, but we still have to make sure we do what we need to do to be competitive. And, you know, this game always brings out the competition and the, with the rivalry of the schools and all that. So if we don't come play tonight, it'll end up being a long weekend for us.
Yeah, the Indians are fairly young, and they're not as big as Woodland. Woodland, I tell you, to me, they established themselves as the favorite to win the ACAC last night if they continue to play like that. Now, I talked with Coach John Baker after the game last night, and he said, well, you know, we didn't play this way on Tuesday of this past week, so I'm not convinced that this is the real team we have yet, but they looked pretty good last night.
Well, they got two players that in our league, in our conference, can dominate. The Yoder kid that can dominate on the outside and on the perimeter shooting threes and also go to the basket. And then you have the big kid who, you know, all he does is play block to block, but when he plays block to block, he's pretty good at it. So, but we didn't make them do anything differently. And we were trying. We tried to run some traps. We came out second half, and the first thing we called was a little corner trap situation. I'll be a son of a gun if we didn't rotate in correctly. And before I called it, I even said, now everybody know what we're doing. And just our mindset was, I thought, just was poor. And it's gotta be better for us to play good basketball.
Well, you've got a new kid on the block this year, Tucker Griffin, and I like the way he wants to take charge. He's out there to play.
Yeah, he's given us a what do I want to say? The right kind of element that was missing, but now you got to get everybody else on board. You know, and I don't think Graydon's come close to playing as well as he can play, and Jaden Shirley is going to shoot the ball better than he's shot it up to this point in time. We're going to give Petro kid a shot tonight to give us some important things on the inside. That's the other thing, Rob, with us. We just haven't had a post presence offensively or defensively at the level that good teams have it. We got four post players. And two out of those four have got to come to play and do the things, the little things. I mean, we're looking at game to game. Well, we didn't get any post presence here. We didn't get any post presence here. And it's not just scoring. You know, it's rebounding. It's making yourself available for a post pass simply so we can run some of the things that we run through our post guys. Just haven't had it done and not getting it done. So we're probably going to start the Petro kid tonight. You know, he's showed up in practice, and he wants to play, and he wants to play at a high level. He probably, in terms of everything, you know, he's size, he can jump, he's got good hands. So we're going to have to hopefully find either him or one of the other guys going to step up for us. We'll see. We'll see what happens. It'll be interesting after our walkthrough this morning to see who's going to arrive and who's not.
Again, Jerry Baumholer, I guess, how about your starting five tonight? You've already indicated you're going to make a change at the center spot with Eli Petro.
Well, we're going to go down low with Petro and Phillips. And I told Aiden, he's got to give us some point production. He just can't. He can't play an entire game and, you know, score 2 or 3 points. So he's one of the guys that's kind of on the ladder here. He's got to step up quickly. So if those guys play, that'll be our post players at least to begin with. Then our guard play will be the same with Comer and Griffin and Swoveland. And I still believe in my heart that's the best combination for us to hopefully compete at a high level, and hopefully it'll finally click and get all three guys going at the same time. And when that happens, we're going to be a good team.
Okay, Jerry. Hey, thanks for the conversation. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Rob.
Jerry Baumholt, head coach of our Jay County Patriots. Stay tuned. We'll talk with Coach Bobby Leverett of the Fort Recovery Indians coming up in just a moment, right after we pause for this here on the Portland Insurance pregame show.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to helping your business plan for the unexpected. No matter whether you're a small mom-and-pop shop or a large international business, we can find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. For more about your business insurance, see me, Kyle Champ, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
We're back at Jay County High School. We have Bob Leverett with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, a former Indian himself that could really shoot lights out with the threes. So does that help you coach these guys when you had that skill of hitting those threes like that back in the day?
Well, we've kind of joked a little bit because my point guard this year, Grant Forkamp, is left-handed. So it should come easier for him when I show him something rather than the right-handers. But we don't know if that's true or not. But we're going with that theory this year, so hopefully that'll lead to him having a good year.
Well, you have not played any regular season games yet, but you had some scrimmages. So yeah. What's your take on the kids this year?
Well, I mean, we're young. Obviously, we've got Briggs Overman back, who's our leading scorer last year. So we're going to look for some leadership from him. But through the first four scrimmages, I kind of wanted to get some confidence out of the kids. So we went down to Greenville, scrimmaged them, played really well. And then we had Delphus Jefferson, played good against them. Went to Salina with Salina and Wayne Trace. Salina's okay. Wayne Trace is very good. And that kind of brought us back down to reality a little bit, which is what I wanted. Competed well against them. Didn't win every quarter, but was a good scrimmage. Then we had Lima Bath at our place two Saturdays ago, and that was just a kind of almost like a MAC game, very physical, and just took a lot out of that scrimmage. So really happy with our scrimmages, and now we've had two full weeks of practice without a scrimmage. So we brought some older guys in on Monday to kind of replicate Jay County's 1-2-2 with their length and everything. And it's just a half-court set, which these guys, they've practiced against our water guys all summer and everything. So that right there was great for us to have on Monday. So hopefully it's prepared us for tonight.
Well, we'll find out here momentarily. You've got some really nice young kids. Why don't you talk about those young guys that you're going to be depending on?
Right. Well, like I said, you know, we've got Briggs Overman and Gavin Evers, our two seniors, who are just – great leaders. Briggs is a little more vocal. Gavin's more of that guy that's, you know, I'm going to show you how to do things. And then after that, I mean, yeah, like you said, we've got some really good young talent. Breaker Judy's a 6'5 sophomore. Brody Bargie, 6'5 sophomore. Grant Forkamp, who's going to be our point guard this year, is a 6-foot sophomore. We'll bring Colson Post off the bench. That's a junior who didn't play last year, blew his knee out. So, you know, he basically hadn't played since his freshman year. And then we'll bring Braylon Dilworth in as a backup point guard, who's a freshman. That's our top seven. But those guys, they're basketball kids. You know, they play all summer long. I don't look at them as sophomores, and we're sure as hell not going to use that excuse of, hey, we're young, let's get them next year, because we're not playing for next year. We're going to play for this year. And it wouldn't be fair to those seniors by saying that. So we're not going to look at that youth. We're just going to go play and try and win games.
Grant Forkamp. Yeah. Yes, sorry about that.
Sorry.
Grant Forkamp. And so how do you decide, how do you make that decision that this is my guy that's going to run the show?
Well, I mean, he ran it last year as a freshman on the JV team. We wasn't real sure going into the summer if he was going to be that kid. We kind of thought that Braylon might be that guy as a freshman. And then as we got going through the summer, shootouts and camps and just workouts, Grant started to really progress, and it was a no-brainer. You know, by the time we got in the gym in November from our September and October workouts, he had, you know, kind of distanced himself from Braylon, and which is good because, you know, no offense to Braylon, but you got to throw a freshman in there. You know, it can take a little bit of time for him to get acclimated to the varsity game. So this is probably the best case scenario. Grant as a sophomore and Braylon learning. And then if you look down in the future, Braylon maybe steps into that and Grant might move to the two guard in the future. So pretty good scenario.
I don't know what it is about this game, Jay County Fort Recovery, but 90% of the contests have been just down to the wire, it seems like. They've always been great games,
right,
and it's a great rivalry. And you've done okay over here in Jay County, too.
Yeah, we have. We've had some success, which it's not hard to get up for this game by any means. You know, it's a great great opener. I mean, what can you ask for a better atmosphere? You get to come and play in a great gym, tradition, you know, the border war. I mean, it's just easy to get up for. And like you said, it's going to be a dogfight. Our kids know that. Their style is completely different from how we want to play this year. You know, so that's going to be very interesting to see how that goes tonight. Last year, we were kind of similar to them, kind of slowing it down, low possession game because we didn't have a lot of scoring. So this year, we want to get it up and down and make it a high possession game. So we'll see what happens here.
Okay, Bobby. Bobby Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, our special guest here on the Portland Insurance pregame show. And we're glad to have you here at Jay County. Wish you the very best this season.
Thanks, Rob.
We'll be having many of the Fort Recovery boys games here on the radio again this year on PG-14 Jay Country 101. We'll be back with more from the Jay County High School, Jay County Fort Recovery tonight, and boys basketball right after this.
That's tonight's Patriot pregame show. Heard before an exciting Jay County Patriot basketball encounter. Stay tuned for tonight's varsity action coming up next here on WPGW Portland.
Join the hundreds of Jay County area residents who have made Pack-A-Sack their convenience store. Here in Jay County, you'll find Pack-A-Sack in Portland, Dunkirk, Redkey, and Bryant. Whether you're gassing up with Pack-A-Sack's quality gasoline, filling up your cup with fresh brewed coffee, or enjoying Pack-A-Sack's great selection of snack foods and soft drinks, you'll discover why Pack-A-Sack is your convenience store and a whole lot more. You'll also find Subway restaurants inside the Pack-A-Sack stores in Dunkirk, Redkey, and Bryant. Stop in soon and experience outstanding customer service and their friendly employees who will greet you with a smile at your nearby Pack-A-Sack.
No matter if you're a student or a senior citizen, good eye health and optimal vision are critical factors for better performance. Whether it's time for your routine eye exam or you've been experiencing difficulties with your vision, call Elite Eye Care, the optometry office of Dr. Abby Small and Dr. David Follenkamp at 260-726-4210 or stop by 1111 North Meridian Street in Portland. Better eyesight means better performance at school, at work, and at play. So schedule your eye exam today with Dr. Abby Small or Dr. David Follenkamp at Elite Eye Care in Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to carry the full line of cloth harvesting equipment. If you're needing a combine, forage harvester, baler, or hay tool, K&L Tractor is the place to go. Fully stocked cloth parts and factory-trained technicians keep you running smooth all season long. For all of your cloth harvesting needs, shop K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It's time for another Jay County boys basketball game. This broadcast is produced by the WPGW Sports Department. And now back to courtside for tonight's varsity basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here along with Justin Mangold. Again, our studio producers tonight, Nate Crispin at the radio station. And here at the game site, Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. We do remind you, Blackford fans, if you're tuning in for the Blackford game tonight, that's being heard on our other station. And that station is 105.3 FM, 105.3 FM. Or you can listen on your smartphone by going to WPGWradio.com. That's WPGWradio.com. And at the top of the page, it'll say Listen Live. You click on the one that says Listen Live AM, and you'll be able to hear the Blackford game on your smartphone. Listen Live AM at WPGWradio.com. Or you can tune in to 105.3 FM. Okay, over to Justin with the starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Ohio Valley Gas, providing the finest in natural gas service for the Pennville and Portland areas. Ohio Valley Gas. Justin?
For Fort Recovery, a 6'5 sophomore Brody Bargy, a 6'5 sophomore Gregory Judy, a 6-foot sophomore Grant Fortcamp, a 6'2 senior Davin Evers, and a 6'1 senior Briggs Overman. For Jay County, a 6'1 sophomore Jaden Comer, a 6'7 sophomore Eli Petro, a 6'2 junior Aiden Phillips, a 6'6 junior Graydon Slowwood, and a 6'4 senior Tucker Griffin. Again, Jay County 1-2, Fort Recovery playing the first game, their Ohio Valley Gas starters.
We'll be back with the start of the game momentarily. Jay County, Fort Recovery coming up here on PG14, Jay Country 101 Radio.
Ohio Valley Gas encourages you to trust your senses when it comes to detecting a natural gas leak. You may smell an unmistakable odor, see dead vegetation, blowing dirt, or bubbling water. You could also hear a hissing sound. If you suspect a gas leak, wait until you're down the street before calling your natural gas provider or 911. Using natural gas safely just makes sense. Ohio Valley Gas, more than a company, part of your community, making people's lives better.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Don't count on an out-of-town company to service your heating and cooling equipment. Call Dave's Heating and Cooling in Portland. They're the longest-running heating and cooling company in Portland, having served this area with over 68 years of combined service and experience. Plus, your money stays local as Dave's Heating and Cooling makes donations to multiple sports, 4-H, and local activities. So rely on Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street for repair or a brand new heating and cooling system. Call them at 726-2138.
This Christmas, give the gift of fun with Case IH and Kubota Toys at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. For a limited time, enjoy $15 off your purchase of $100 or more on all Case IH toys. Perfect for little boys and girls who love tractors and have big imaginations. From big red tractors to exciting accessories, there's something for every little farmer. Hurry! This offer won't last long. Make this Christmas unforgettable with Case IH and Kubota Toys at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Vormore Family Dentistry would like to wish the Jay County Patriots and the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in tonight's boys basketball game. That's the office of Dr. Kim Vormore and all of her staff at Vormore Family Dentistry on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Again, hoping both of these teams have a great game tonight, Fort Recovery and Jay County. Dr. Kim Vormore would love to be your family's dentist at Vormore Family Dentistry in Portland. Here we go, Justin.
Yep, tap is controlled by, well, Fort Recovery.
Indians come up with the basketball. Ended up with Briggs Overman with the ball there, and the ball's tipped out of bounds by Jay County. It'll be still Fort Recovery's basketball. Brody Bargy will go over there to toss the ball in. He's a young sophomore on this team. Back on the left side to Grant Fortcamp, their point guard. Back out front, Briggs Overman. Overman will fire a three. He got it. Briggs Overman connects on a three-point basket to get the Indians off to a quick start.
and Fort Recovery has a 3-0 lead.
And Overman picks up where he left off last year.
Our first quarter being brought to you as a public service by the fine folks at Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. And also Jamar TV Appliance and Bedding in Portland. There's an air ball by Tucker Griffin to start the game for Jay County. He was open, just off the beam on the shot. Again, Jamar TV Appliance and Bedding and Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsors tonight. Overman on the left, it goes. Back outside to Grant Fortkamp, back on the left wing. Over there to Gavin Evers. And there's a foul called on, I think, Swoveland of Jay County.
His first, team first.
So Graydon Swoveland picks up the foul. 3-0 lead here. Indians on top in the first quarter. Jay County won the very competitive junior varsity game by 2 points tonight over Fort Recovery. Out front, Briggs Overman. He'll try to pass inside. It's tipped away by Jay County. Here come the Patriots. Graydon Swoveland with it. He has the ball knocked away. Got it back. Whips a pass over to Griffin. Now underneath to Aiden Phillips, who scores. Aiden Phillips puts it in from right underneath to make it 3-2. There's a foul on Jay County on the other end.
Phillips has a pretty good matchup with Briggs Overman down low, so good matchup.
Jerry Baumholt, the head coach of the Jay County Patriots.
Foul on Phillips, his first, team second.
Bobby Leverett, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Here we go with the inbounds pass for the Indians outside to Overman. Grant Fortkamp over on the right. Back to Fortkamp. On the left side it goes to Briggs Overman. Now there's Brody Bargy. In it goes. Shots up. No good. Rebound comes to Jay County. To Aiden Phillips. As missing that basket was Gavin Evers. And here is Eli Petro up and in underneath. And that gives Jay County the lead as Eli Petro hits a layup to make it the Patriots 4 and Fort Recovery 3.
Nice pass by Swoveland, getting it to Petro for the basket.
And they call the foul on Brody Bargy on the play.
His first, team first.
Petro's shot is up, and it is no good. Rebound comes down to the Indians. With the board there was Gavin Evers. Now Grant Fortkamp with it. Over on the right, back outside. Brody Bargy on the left. Passing, tries to pass back outside. It's knocked away by Swoveland. And now Fort Recovery steals it back from Swoveland. Here's a shot up and good. On a nice scoop shot there by the Indians' Breaker Judy. Breaker Judy getting his first basket tonight. And that puts Fort Recovery in the lead at 5-4. And there's a foul called on the Indians. Leaning up against Tucker Griffin was the Indians' Gavin Evers.
His first foul, team second.
So here we go with the inbounds pass for Jay. Comes in to Eli Petro. He goes to the hoop and scores. Eli Petro, the young sophomore center, puts two baskets in here early, and Fort Recovery lost the ball as it went off the fingertips of Gavin Evers and out of bounds. Turnover Indians.
Three early turnovers for Fort Recovery. Again, their first game is tonight.
Jay County has three games under their belt. 1-2 on the year. Aiden Phillips over to Griffin. There is Braden Comer. Goes baseline and it's tipped out of bounds by the Indians. By Breaker Judy.
Learned though on your interview with Coach Leverett, they played a lot of scrimmages out of Fort Recovery.
Yes, they have.
Indiana, you only get one scrimmage. Well, official scrimmage.
Griffin over on the right side to Jaden Comer. He hadn't had a shot yet tonight. Here is Swoveland in the lane. Missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Breaker Judy. And down they come. Stripped away, but picked up by the Indians and scored. It was Gavin Evers.
Right place, right time for Evers.
7-6, Indians back on top. There's a shot by Comer. He missed it. Rebound to Brody Bargy. Bargy comes racing down all the way. Lost it. Out of bounds. Tipped by Jay County. It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball underneath their own hoop here. Again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsors, Jamar TV Appliance and Bedding, and Count Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Burn, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. Inside breaker, Judy up, no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Nope, picked up by Tucker Griffin of Jay County. Here's Graydon Swoveland. Now in the middle to Phillips. Phillips tried to pass to Eli Petro, and the pass was off the mark and out of bounds.
Yeah, just not a good pass.
No, I'm not gonna blame that on Eli. That was Aiden's all the way.
Yeah, Petro had no chance to get back.
I see our oldest fan in the house down there tonight. 100-year young Herb Heston is here tonight to watch his grandson, Carter Fugit, play tonight. Just turned 100 not too long ago. Fort Recovery works the ball around. There's Overman firing and missing. Rebound comes down to Tucker Griffin. Gives it over to Graydon Swoveland. Swoveland comes down, puts the shot up, and got it. Nice baseline jumper. He was well defended. And that puts Jay County back in the lead briefly, 8-7. There's a shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to... It's going to be a jump ball. Missing that shot was Gavin Evers. It'll go to Jay County on the alternating possession.
Cole Forthofer will check in for the Patriots. Phillips out.
Fort Recovery likes to get it up and go, I'll tell you.
So Jay County has three players, 6'6 or taller, on the floor at the moment. Swoveland, Forthofer, and Petro. Wait a minute. Yeah, Petro's still out there.
Yeah, Petro's still out there. Jaden Comer with the ball over on the left to Tucker Griffin. Here's Petro. He'll turn, fire, hit. Wow, three baskets for Petro tonight. He's wanting to keep that starting position.
Making Coach Baumholt look smart tonight.
10-7, Jay County with a three-point lead. Down comes Fort Recovery. Grant Fortkamp with the basketball. Over on the left side. There's Overman. He'll feed on the wing to Evers. There's a turnaround shot by Breaker Judy. Nice shot by Breaker. Breaker Judy connects from about 12, 15 feet away. And it's 10-9. Indians back to within one. Jaden Comer with the ball for Jay County. A little pepper pot guard for Jay County. Tucker Griffin in the lane. Pops the shot and can't get it to go down. Rebound comes down to Gavin Evers. Here comes the Indians. Breaker Judy goes to the hole and scores. Breaker Judy gets the lead back to Fort Recovery, 11-10 now.
6 points for Judy.
Here in the Jamar, Cal Pharmacy first quarter. There's Tucker Griffin going to the hole, missed it. Rebound Eli Petro. He got the rebound and is fouled, and he'll be at the free throw line for two shots.
Nice rebound amongst the trees.
Eli with what, six already tonight?
Yep.
Chance to go to 8 points here in the first quarter for Eli Petro. Wow. Didn't expect that out of him tonight. Shots fired up. Good. First free throw goes in for Eli Petro.
Did not really have a good offensive game last night, but had a good defensive second half.
There's one more, and it is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Swoveland. He scored. Oh, he didn't score. It rolled off of there. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Racing down. Ball's knocked away. Breaker Judy got it. He scores on a three. Breaker is red hot here. I think he has 7 points.
Nine.
9 points now. Wow. 14-11. Great job by Breaker Judy. Left side, there's Tucker Griffin for Jay County. Feeds into fourth over, and there's a foul called on Brody Bargy, and that's number two on Brody. He'll probably come out of there.
Team foul number four, so Cummins out of bounds.
Graydon Swoveland will toss it in. They're not taking him out.
Yeah, not yet.
Swoveland fires, or I should say Griffin fires a three, missed it. Rebound picked up by Cole Forthover over on the right side to Petro. He misses a shot, goes out of bounds. They say it went off of Fort Recovery. Well, we might have got a break on that one as far as Jay County goes.
Fort Recovery leading by 3, 1:24 to play in the first.
Braden Swovlin tossing it in to Griffin, and they're going to call a foul on Jay County, I think, on Cole Forthover.
Illegal screen, another one of those illegal screens.
Too many times this year we've been called, Jay County's been called for illegal screens.
It is on Forthover, his first, team third.
Bringing the ball up the court is Grant Fortkamp for Fort Recovery. On the left of Briggs Overman, back to Fortkamp. Grant passes back to Overman. On the left of Brody Bargy on the wing. Back outside to Overman. Briggs Overman, outstanding senior. Oh, stolen away by Graydon Swovlin from Overman, and he'll go down and lay it in. Graydon Swovlin made the steal and converts the basket to bring Jay County back to within a point at 14-13.
Almost got another one.
Again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, JMAR TV Appliance and Bedding in Portland, and Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. On the left, Brody Bargy. He'll go to the hole, put it up and in. Nobody shut him off. Brody Bargy, a nice drive there. 16-13, Indians by three. On the left it goes to Tucker Griffin. Griffin dribbling the basketball. Well, early indications are that this is going to be another close game tonight. 11 seconds. Jay County's going to take the last shot, or try to. There it is to Swovlin. He'll go inside. It's knocked away from him. Fort Recovery comes down with the ball. And a heave is no good at the end, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. Again, Fort Recovery leading Jay County 16-13. We'll be back in just a moment.
This Christmas, give the gift of fun with Case IH and Kubota Toys at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. For a limited time, enjoy $15 off your purchase of $100 or more on all Case IH toys. Perfect for little boys and girls who love tractors and have big imaginations. From big red tractors to exciting accessories, there's something for every little farmer. Hurry! This offer won't last long. Make this Christmas unforgettable with Case IH and Kubota Toys at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Rob Weaver, Justin Mangold back here at Jay County High School. Nice game going on here. Jay County trailing Fort Recovery 16-13 after one. You have those stats ready?
Yep. Fort Recovery was 7 of 12 from the field, 58%. 2 of 4 on threes and no free throws. Jay County 6 of 13, 46%. 0 for 2 on threes and 1 for 3 at the free throw line. Rebounding even at 7. Turnovers, 4 for Fort Recovery and 3 for Jay County. Patriots led by Petro with 7, and Fort Recovery had 9 from Judy.
There's a 3-point shot up and good by the Indians' Colson Post, who just came in the lineup. Coach Bobby Leverett pulled the right trigger there. 19-13, and steal by Post. He'll feed in the middle, up and good. Grant Fortkamp, and Jay County calls a quick timeout as Fort Recovery scores 5 points to start the second quarter, and they lead 21-13. We'll be back in a moment.
Brooks Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs. Mid-States corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the courts.
Second quarter being brought to you by our friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery and by Dave's Heating and Cooling in Portland. And there's a shot up and good by Graydon Swovlin. That was a 2-point shot. And Swoblin steals it again. Down he comes, and he slam jams it. Braden Swoblin on a Dutch shot, and that makes it 21-17 as Jay County quickly answers the Fort Recovery onslaught to start the quarter with four consecutive points here.
Trying to swing the momentum back in their favor.
And almost stolen by Jay County, knocked out of bounds by Carter Fugit. So it'll be Fort Recovery ball. Coming in the lineup for the Indians is Braylon Dilworth. And leaving the game is Grant Fortkamp. Those two were battling for the starting spot at the point guard at the beginning of the year here, are still battling for that spot.
Yep, that could go for a while.
Indians with the ball over on the right to Briggs Overman. Now back out front to Braylon Dilworth. Dilworth dribbling, and it's tipped by Graydon Swoblin, but we have timeout called by Coach Bobby Leverett. He's not happy with what he sees right now. Timeout here in the second quarter. Jay County trailing Fort Recovery 21-17.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes, Santa. Cassidy, Santa wants us to help with the naughty and nice list.
Yeah.
What do you think? Jeffrey O, naughty or nice?
Naughty.
Jim Runkel, service manager at Jamar Appliance in Portland.
Nice, because they fixed our refrigerator.
Scott West.
Very naughty.
Shauna Runkel, owner of Jamar Appliance.
Very nice, because my mommy loves her new Maytide dishwasher.
Jamar does have nice appliances, including Whirlpool, Speed Queen, Amana, and Electrolux.
Stop at Jamar Appliance for the nicest Christmas present. Santa does.
Jamar Appliance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Well, the Indians started the second quarter with five straight points to bump their lead, but now the Patriots have cut it back to four, but Fort Recovery does have the ball here. On the left to Dilworth, back out to Overman, back to Dilworth on the left. Braylon dribbling the ball. Hands over to Briggs Overman. Overman, top of the key, moves to his right, back to his left. There's Dilworth. Wanted to take the shot, decided not to at the last minute. Briggs Overman works his way in, forces it up and missed it. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Brody Bargy, and they're going to call Bargy for traveling with the ball. Say Brody Bargy traveled with the ball after he got the rebound. So Jay County will have the basketball, a chance to cut the lead down to two. Cole fourth over, Aiden Phillips, Graydon Swoblin, Jaden Comer, and Carter Fugit in the lineup for the Patriots. Out front is Swoblin.
Kind of an odd combination out there. Jay County, I don't think, has used this year, at least not much. Not with both Fugit and Comer on the floor.
Phillips in the middle. He missed the shot. Cole Forthover got it. He puts it back up and got it. Oh, he missed it. Layup. I thought for sure that was a sure thing for Cole, but he didn't get it. And Fort Recovery got the rebound. Here's a shot up and no good from the right side. Out of bounds it goes. That was put up there by Grant Fortkamp, who came back in the game. And it goes out of bounds to Jay County.
Yeah, fourth open, did some nice movement to get open on that last shot. He just missed it.
Left side, there's Jaden Comer, no good. Rebound, that was an air ball, doggone it. And rebound comes to Briggs Overman. Down he comes, and he is fouled by Jaden Comer. So it'll be out of bounds to the Indians.
Yep, foul before the shot.
Indians.
Go ahead.
Indians playing very well tonight, and so is Jay County, really. A very interesting game so far.
First foul on Comer, the first on Jay County in the second quarter.
Fort Recovery will be in action, I guess, on Tuesday against Fort Loramie. We hope to have that game for you on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Briggs Overman gets the inbounds pass way out front. Over on the right side it goes. Back to Overman. On the left to Dilworth. Back over on the right to Fortkamp. Down low. There's Bargy, and he tried to pass it outside and stolen by Jaden Comer of Jay County. Now over to Griffin. He'll feed to Aiden Phillips on the opposite side, and Aiden Phillips lays it in. Give Tucker Griffin the assist.
Yeah, good driving dish.
So 21-19 now. Jay County only trails by two. So after the quick start by Fort Recovery, the Patriots have scored how many in a row? Six in a row or something?
Yeah, it was an eight-point lead, and it's down to two.
21-19, 4:13 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service. And Dave's Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer, second quarter scoreboard. Inside to Breaker Judy, he missed the shot. Rebound, a battle, and a jump ball between Aiden Phillips and Brody Bargy.
Arrow points to Jay County.
Brody Bargy's only a sophomore. Breaker Judy's only a sophomore. Very young Fort Recovery team. Nice crowd on hand here tonight, as there usually is when these two teams bumped heads. On the left side, Aiden Phillips. There's Tucker Griffin. He'll feed down to Carter Fugit. Back to Fugit. There's Graydon Swoblin on a three. Does not go. Rebound comes to Brody Bargy. He'll whip the pass off to Braylon Dilworth, and now there's traveling called on Briggs Overman.
Turnover number eight on Fort Recovery.
Senior Briggs Overman called for the foul, or called for the travel. Patriots with the ball, down by two, 21-19. Again on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service and Dave's Heating and Cooling, second quarter. Aiden Phillips, good. And that ties up the game at 21-all.
Again, Phillips has a good matchup down there. Jay County can exploit that.
Patriots have scored eight in a row. Here's Braden Dilworth hitting a three. He missed the first three very badly, but then it was knocked back to him by Breaker Judy, and he hit that three. And it's 24-21. Indians break their scoring drought as they go ahead by three.
If you're a shooter, you got to forget the last shot, and that's what Dilworth did.
Tucker Griffin with the ball to Aiden Phillips. Phillips in the lane, stops, spins, no shot there. Over goes to Graydon Swoblin. Swoblin turns, fires, and misses. Rebound, Fort Recovery's Briggs Overman. Down come the Indians. Brody Bargy on the left wing. Shot's no good. Rebound comes down out of bounds off of Jay County's Eli Petro. Missing that shot from the left side there for the Indians was Grant Fortkamp.
Eli Dirksen and Carter Fugit out.
So Brody Bargy will toss it in here for Fort Recovery. Lobs it into Breaker Judy, and he's fouled from behind by Eli Dirksen. Out of bounds, or will they call a shooting foul? Going to call it a shooting foul, I think.
Okay.
So at the free throw line goes Breaker Judy. Up and no. Oh, it is good. Hit the back of the rim. I thought it was going to pop out of there, but it goes down in.
Judy's first point of the second quarter. He's up to 10.
Had a heck of a first quarter. This one's up, and it's no good this time. Rebound comes down to Graydon Swoblin. Swoblin will bring the ball down underneath. Reverse layup. Can't get it to go down. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery's Breaker Judy. Over to Brody Bargy. Bargy goes in, fires, hits. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Brody and take the basket away. Got the basket, but they called an offensive foul. That's three on him now. He will come out of the game. 2:10 to go in the first half. 25-21, Jay County trails by four on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service and Dave's Heating and Cooling second quarter scoreboard. Don't forget Dave's Heating and Cooling for service for all makes and models of furnaces. Here is Griffin wide open. He got the three. He was wide open, and that cuts the lead to one, 25-24. Wide open and had plenty of time to take his bead on the basket and got that to go down.
Yep, got a chance to set the feet.
Right side shot's no good. Rebound comes to Jay County's Tucker Griffin. Missing that one was Colson Post back in the game. Came back in when Brody Bargy got his fifth, or his third foul, I should say. Here's Graydon Swoblin. No shot, dribbles. Tries to feed over to Aiden Phillips, picked up by Eli Dirksen. Dirksen way on the outside here, dribbling the ball. Now goes over to Tucker Griffin. A minute 12 left to go in the second quarter. Tucker Griffin dribbles around, stops, fires, and hits. Forced his way in there. Coach Leverett thought that might have been a foul on Tucker.
And Jay County regains the lead.
26-25, one-point lead for the Patriots. Here's a move to the left by Briggs Overman back outside. Now with the ball, there's Grant Fortkamp, and there's a foul call on Jay. I think Eli Petro, I believe. No, it's on
Eli Dirksen.
Eli Dirksen.
His second foul.
He comes out of the game, and Jaden Comer will go in instead of Dirksen. Inbounds pass for the Indians. Comes into post. He'll feed over on the left to Briggs Overman. Back to post. Right side. That's Braylon Dilworth with it. Still holding the ball. Down to 29 seconds. Indians are going to apparently play for the last shot. They trail by one, 26-25, here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service and Dave's Heating and Cooling second quarter, and a foul is called on Graydon Swoveland.
His second, team fourth.
Out of bounds to the Indians.
So another foul put for recovery at the line as Dirksen will go back in.
So they're going to take Swoveland out, not take a chance that he might get his third foul. There's an inbounds pass to Overman. Goes to the hole. Collision, no call. Rebound comes down to, we got a jump ball call. 9 seconds to go, and it will go to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. 9 seconds to go. No, they give it to Jay County. Now, the guy said it was Fort Recovery's.
Now they're going to double check with the scorers table.
Yeah, it does go to Fort Recovery.
Okay.
Does go to Fort Recovery. Briggs Overman will toss it in. Goes out deep out here to post. Over on the left, there's Dilworth with a three. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Eli Petro, but it goes out of bounds. And Fort Recovery will get it with 1 second to go. Pretty sure it goes to Fort Recovery.
Never really let us know, but
Coach Baumholt thought it went to Jay County, but I think it went to Fort Recovery. That's how I would give it.
I think so too.
Comes in here. There's a shot, and it's no good by Colson Post right at the horn, and the quarter comes to a close. So after a flurry of 5 points to start the second quarter by Fort Recovery to give the Indians an 8-point lead, the scoring kind of slowed down after that, and Jay County ends up with a 1-point lead at halftime. Jay County 26, Fort Recovery 25. We'll be back with our halftime stats coming your way. Thanks again to our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, and Dave's Heating and Cooling. We'll return in a moment.
Krispy Kreme donuts are now available at your Portland McDonald's. Yes, you can enjoy these famous Krispy Kreme donuts all day long at McDonald's. There are three different varieties being sold at your Portland McDonald's, including the original glazed donut, the chocolate-covered with sprinkles donut, and the chocolate-covered cream-filled donut. The donuts may be purchased individually or in a box of six. Try them today, Krispy Kreme donuts, available now at your Portland McDonald's.
The John Jay Center for Learning is now enrolling students for their industrial maintenance classes. You can enroll as an individual student, or if you operate a business or industry, enroll several of your employees for these industrial maintenance classes. Increase your skills to increase your pay by enrolling today in the industrial maintenance classes at the John Jay Center for Learning in Portland. To enroll in these classes conducted in a $1 million maintenance lab at the John Jay Center in downtown Portland, call 729-5525.
For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning equipment and service, see Dave McGill and Dustin Huftel at D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Dave and Dustin have over 50 years' experience offering Comfort Maker heating and air conditioning service, Rheem water heaters, plus water conditioning, eel and jetter service, well service, plus sewer and water service. Located at 123 North Depot Street behind Subway. Call D&D at 260-766-4249. License number PC19600052. D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights that constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
You may not know it, but Hitzer Patio and Fireplace is the perfect gift center for most everyone on your gift list. Big Green Egg Grills, gift certificates, tabletop pellet grills, Pelican premium coolers, cast iron kettles, and Dutch oven. Unique gift ideas for special people on your gift list. Hitzer, 269 East Main Street in Bern.
Merry Christmas from Hitzer.
Rex Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs. Mid-States corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the courts.
When you have a sewer or drain problem, you don't want excuses. You want results. Locally owned by John Lancaster, Roto-Rooter offers state-of-the-art camera inspection, jet cleaning, and, of course, septic tank pumping. Don't trust your sewer problem to just any name. Trust John Lancaster and Roto-Rooter Service. Serving a four-county area. Reliable service.
Call Roto-Rooter. That's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Back here at Jay County at halftime, our halftime stats brought to you by Fisher Meats. Fisher Meats, featuring the finest in retail meats. They're located at 300 West Walnut in Portland, also on Highway 1 in Pennville. And they're located on Walnut Street in Muncie, just down from McGalliard, across from the former Pepsi plant. That's Fisher Meats. Justin will have the stats for you right after this from Fisher Meats.
One of our sponsors of this Jay County sporting event is Fisher Meats in Portland, Pennville, and Muncie. For the finest in retail meats, it's always Fisher Meats. Be sure to check out their weekly specials at fishermeats.com and like them on Facebook. Good luck to our Jay County Patriots from Fisher Meats, 300 West Walnut in Portland, on Highway 1 in Pennville, and on Walnut Street in Muncie. A family-owned and operated business and proud to be a Jay County Patriot booster, Fisher Meats.
Got a good one going on here.
Yep, Patriots lead 26-25 at the half. Looking at our halftime stats, again, Port Recovery 7-12 the first quarter for 58%. Second quarter, 3-10, 30%. At the half, Port Recovery 10-22, 45%. Indians 4-10, 40% on threes, and 1-2 at the free throw line for 50%. Jay County ends the, or starts the ball game with the way they ended it. 6-13 the first quarter and 6-12 the second quarter. Jay County went 6-13 in the third quarter last night and 6-12 in the fourth quarter. So they mimic that here in the first half here today. 12-25, 48% in the first half. 1-5 on threes, 20%, and 1-3, 33% on threes. Port Recovery out rebounding Jay County 16-12, and turnovers Indians with 9, Jay County with 4. Port Recovery led by Breaker Judy with 10. 3 each for Briggs Oberman, Colson Post, and Braylon Dilworth. 2 each for Brody Bargy, Carter Fortcamp, and Gavin Evers. For Jay County, the Patriots led by Graydon Swoveland with 8. 7 for Eli Petro, 6 for Aiden Phillips, and 5 for Tucker Griffin. Again, Fort Recovery led 16-13 after 1. Our halftime score is Jay County 26 and Fort Recovery 25.
And go ahead and run down the JV game while you have it here.
See. In JV play, Jay County defeated Fort Recovery 55-53. For the Indians, Dylan Klinke with 11, Braylon Dilworth with 10, Doug Benn with 9, Colton Thompson 8, Hudson Oberman 8, Brady Evers with 5, and Carter Fortcamp with 2. For Jay County, Nick Snow had 18, 11 for Benson Barnett, 10 for Cade Summers, 6 for Brock Wasson, 5 for Brady Jetmore, and 5 for Jacob Monroe. Again, Jay County JV 55, Fort Recovery 53. Patriots are 4-0, Fort Recovery is 0-1.
And the Lady Indians gave the Patriots a good thumping in girls basketball today.
59-52, Fort Recovery with that victory.
59-32.
Yeah, 59-32, the 27-point victory. For Fort Recovery, Kennedy Mullenkamp had 15, 14 for Bridget Homan, 12 for Carly Niekamp, 11 for McKenna Hillskamp, so 4 in double figures. 4 for Cameron Mullenkamp, or 5 for Cameron Mullenkamp, and 2 for Emma Schmitz. For Jay County, Holly Scooterman, 13, Alexis Seibre, 11, 4 for Amelia Heath, and 2 each for Gabby Petro and Stella Skirvin. Again, 59-32, Fort Recovery with the girls' win. Indians are 2-4, and Jay County is 3-4.
And that's your halftime stats brought to you by Fisher Meats. For the finest in retail meats, it's Fisher's. Don't forget to check out their weekly specials at fishermeats.com. That's fishermeats.com.
For the finest selection of retail meats, it's always Fisher Meats. Fisher's has wonderful deals every week, so be sure to check their website, fishermeats.com, for those specials. Taste the tradition of Fisher Meats, your neighborhood butcher with world-class quality. Fisher Meats, a Jay County tradition with 3 locations to serve you at 300 West Walnut in Portland, on Highway 1 in Pennville, and on Walnut Street in Muncie. Fisher Meats.
Attention farmers, it's time for combine inspections at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. After a rough harvest season, make sure your combine is in top shape. Our expert team is ready to give your combine the care it deserves. Enjoy 10% off all parts sold as a result of your inspection, and that'll keep your equipment running smoothly. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer, dedicated to your success. Keep your operation running strong. Schedule your combine inspection today.
Action underway here in the third quarter. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsors tonight, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery and many other area communities. And Mid-States Construction, MSC, Mid-States Construction, for your construction and concrete needs. Here's Eli Petro hitting one to start the third quarter and give Jay County a 3-point lead. Petro having a great night tonight for the sophomore.
Yeah, just kind of going back to what was successful in that first quarter, Eli Petro.
Fort Recovery with the ball, down by 3. Biggest lead for the Indians was 8 points. Jay County's biggest lead, I'm not sure what that was.
I'm not sure either.
Here's Brody Bargy over at the top. Down the left side it goes. Fort Recovery with the ball, down by only three. Bargy with it. He'll dribble to the corner. Feeds inside to Breaker Judy. Back to Bargy. Bargy drives in the lane and scores. Nice shot by Brody Bargy. Those two are the dynamic sophomores for Fort Recovery, Brody Bargy and Breaker Judy. That cuts the lead to one at 28-27 on the Cooper Farms and Mid-States Construction third quarter scoreboard. Jaden Comer has the ball knocked away and stolen by Fort Recovery, and there's a foul on Jay County, and a basket good by Briggs Overman.
I was just going to say, Briggs Overman made that opening basket a three, and he had not scored since then until now.
So he has a three-point play the old-fashioned way coming here, maybe.
They kind of was really taking him out of the offense.
Indians are on top by one, 29-28. Briggs again a senior, Briggs Overman. 6'1 guard at the line, puts it up and got it. And it's a two-point Fort Recovery lead, 30-28. Indians like the early part of the quarter.
Yeah.
Had a great start to the second quarter with five straight points. Expanding a three-point lead to eight at that time. Jay County fought back to lead by one at halftime. Now the Indians are ahead by two. Here is Griffin inside, and he scores. Tucker Griffin goes to the hole and puts it in. It's a tie game at 30-30. Indians with the basketball in the lane. It's up and no good. Rebound comes down to Jay County's Jaden Comer. Missing the shot there was Grant Fortkamp. Over on the left side, there is Swoveland, a three, and he drains it. Braden Swoveland, a beautiful three by Swoveland. That makes it 33-30. Jay County up by three. Here is Brody Bargy having the ball tipped away by Jaden Comer. They're going to say it was a jump ball finally.
It will stay with Fort Recovery.
Rob Weaver here along with Justin Mangold. Again, our studio producers here at the game site, Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And over at the radio station, we have Nate Chrisman tonight. Fort Recovery gets the ball back in play. Out front with it is Grant Fortkamp over on the left to Breaker Judy. Correction, that's not Breaker, that's Gavin Evers. There's a foul called on the Patriots.
Eli Petro, his first.
Out of bounds. Petro's a tall young man, but he's a little skinny.
A little bit. Can almost see through him.
Only a sophomore. There's Overman missing. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Gavin Evers. He missed the shot, but he's fouled in the act of shooting. He'll be at the free throw line, so we'll be right back.
Don't count on an out-of-town company to service your heating and cooling equipment. Call Dave's Heating and Cooling in Portland. They're the longest-running heating and cooling company in Portland, having served this area with over 68 years of combined service and experience. Plus, your money stays local as Dave's Heating and Cooling makes donations to multiple sports, 4-H, and local activities. So rely on Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street for repair or a brand new heating and cooling system. Call them at 726-2138.
Gavin Evers hits one of two free throws, and then the second one, there was quite a scramble, and it goes out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. Jaden Comer banged that off of one of the Indians to save possession. Comer with the ball as the Patriots come up, trailing by two, 33-31. Braden Swoveland passing over to Tucker Griffin, inside to Eli Petro. Oh, he should have gone up with it.
Yeah, he should have.
Jaden Comer has it underneath, back outside to Swoveland. Swoveland drives in, puts it up, and got it. Braden Swoveland somehow coaxed that ball to go down, and the Patriots, actually the Patriots lead by four now, 30. Is that right?
Let's see. Yeah, 35-31.
I think I misread the score a moment ago. 35-31, the Patriots are in the lead by 4 points.
Yeah, that's correct.
So I had the Indians on top there briefly a moment ago. My mistake. Here's Breaker Judy inside. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Jaden Comer. the Patriots. Down to Graydon Swoveland. Here's Eli Petro with it. Back outside to Jaden Comer. Comer in the lane. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery.
And Comer should have taken that to the hoop himself.
4-point lead for the Indians, for the Patriots here. I'll get it right. 4-point lead for the Patriots, 35-31. And our third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery and many other great locations, including St. Henry. And also by Mid-States Construction. Here's a shot up and good by Aiden Phillips. Was that Comer on the feed? I think it was.
Yeah, and again, Comer could have taken the easy shot himself, but went for the harder pass to Phillips.
And Tucker Griffin knocks the ball away. It goes out of bounds. I think it went off of Breaker Judy, but they're going to give it to Fort Recovery. I believe, yep. Yeah, Fort Recovery's going to get the ball.
Yeah, I thought it went off Fort Recovery too, but not too much argument.
37-31. Here comes Cole Forthover, the big 6'9 center in for Jay County. And Aiden Phillips will take a rest. Too bad Aiden's about not another 3 or 4 inches tall. And there's a foul called, I guess, on Graydon Swoveland. Yep. Foul's on Graydon Swoveland. That's number 3 on him.
Call it a shooting foul as well.
And so going to the line will be Grant Fortkamp, only a sophomore. Puts it up and missed it off the back of the rim. Grant wears number 22 on his uniform. Indians still trail by 6, 37-31. There's one more for Grant. Lets it fly, and this one's good. 37-32 now. 5-point lead for Jay County, and Jay County with the basketball. Jaden Comer will bring it up across the timeline. Goes down, feeds over here to Carter Fugit. There's Cole Forthover way on the outside. Almost on, he threw it away. Picked off by Fortkamp, and there's a foul called on Jay County. And they're going to call Tucker Griffin with the foul, and it will be a shooting foul.
First foul on Griffin.
So Grant Fortkamp will go to the line with 2 shots here.
Again.
He was there just a moment ago, hitting 1 of 2. This one's up, and it is good. 3:42 left to go on the Cooper Farms and Mid-States Construction MSC third quarter scoreboard. 1 more. Up and good again. So Grant hits them both that time, and Jay County with the ball. Patriot lead has been carved down to 3, 37-34. Right side to Tucker Griffin into the lane. On the left, Carter Fugit. He'll fire and miss. Rebound comes down to, I think it went off of, and they're going to rule that it went off of Gavin Evers and out of bounds.
Jay County might have got a break there. First miss of a quarter for Jay County there a moment ago.
Carter Fugit tosses it in to Jaden Comer over on the left to Tucker Griffin. Griffin's a senior. He's a transfer. Came in from Newcastle. He'll play his old team next week on Saturday of next weekend. Carter Fugit back outside to Jaden Comer. Now to Cole Forthover inside, and he scores. Hard to stop the big 6'9 guy when he gets the ball inside like that. Ooh, that might have been traveling.
Again, a nice assist from Jaden Comer.
Fort Recovery with the basketball. And there's a scoop shot up and no good, and a foul's going to be called on Eli Petro.
His third.
Overman's injured. We'll be back in a moment.
The John Jay Center for Learning is now enrolling students for their industrial maintenance classes. You can enroll as an individual student, or if you operate a business or industry, enroll several of your employees for these industrial maintenance classes. Increase your skills to increase your pay by enrolling today in the industrial maintenance classes at the John Jay Center for Learning in Portland. To enroll in these classes conducted in a $1 million maintenance lab at the John Jay Center in downtown Portland, call 729-5525.
Eli Petro goes out for Jay County. Grant or I should say Briggs Overman, hits the first free throw but misses the second one. And Tucker Griffin for Jay County gets the rebound. Down it goes to fourth over. He puts it up and in. Give Griffin the assist on a nice pass to Cole Forthover, and it's 41-35. 6-point lead for Jay County and Fort Recovery with the basketball. Overman, no good on that one, a three-pointer. Rebounds chased around, and Fort Recovery, well, I'm not sure who has it.
Oh, wait a minute, they got Fort Recovery a timeout.
Fort Recovery gets a timeout and saves possession. We'll be back in a moment.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes, Santa. Cassidy, Santa wants us to help with the naughty and nice list.
Yeah.
What do you think? Jeffrey O, naughty or nice?
Naughty.
Jim Runkle, service manager at Jamar Appliance in Portland.
Nice, because they fixed our refrigerator.
Scott West.
Very naughty.
Shauna Runkle, owner of Jamar Appliance.
Very nice, because my mommy loves her new Maytag dishwasher.
Jamar does have nice appliances, including Whirlpool, Speed Queen, Amana, and Electrolux.
Shop at Jamar Appliance for the nicest Christmas presents. Santa does.
Jamar Appliance wishes everyone a
Merry Christmas!
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers. Or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pool type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
So after the timeout, Fort Recovery has the ball, trailing by 6, 41-35, 2:13 left to go in the third quarter of play on the Mid-States Construction MSC and Cooper Farms third quarter. Right side it goes to Colson Post. And the ball's loose and picked up by Jay County, but they're going to call traveling on Tucker Griffin. And he is claiming that he got shoved and knocked off his balance. Official's not going to change his mind on that one.
No. Might have had a good argument. I really couldn't see it through the traffic.
I couldn't either. Brody Bargy will put it in play. Having trouble. He gets it in over here to Post. Out front it goes to Grant Fortkamp. Over to Gavin Evers. Inside to Bargy. He's hemmed in, and there's a foul called on Aiden Phillips. Out of bounds.
That'll be two shots before. That'll be two shots before recovery. Two fouls over five. So
two shots for the Indians coming right up.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Bargy at the line. He hit the first one. The second one's no good. Cole Forthover got the rebound. Jay County with the basketball. 41-36 Patriot lead. Carter Fugit out front. Over on the left side it goes. Jaden Comer back outside to Tucker Griffin. Griffin dribbling the ball. Almost lost it. Over to Carter Fugit. He's fouled. Going to call the foul on Grant Fortkamp. Out of bounds to the Patriots.
Team found number two on Fort Recovery, second on Fort Camp.
1:26 remaining here in the Cooper Farms and Mid-States Construction third quarter. Tucker Griffin with the ball out front. Senior guard dribbling, passing on the left to Jaden Comer. Comer has not shot the ball hardly any tonight.
Yeah, has not scored the whole ball game.
Into Forthover, puts it up and in. Cole Forthover got it inside and drills it. And there's a ball tipped out of bounds by Carter Fugit. How many points for Cole? Is that six?
Yeah, six in all in this third quarter. That's Tucker or Cole's strong suit, a little hook shot in the lane.
43-36. That might be the biggest lead for Jay County tonight by seven.
Yeah, I believe so.
Fort Recovery led by 8 at one time. But right now, the Patriots are on top. There's Bargy with the ball. Over on the left to Breaker Judy. Breaker's been not in the mix of things here for a while.
Yeah, he's not scored this half.
Judy gets it on the left. Back outside it goes to Post. Now with the ball, there's Grant Fortkamp. On the left, the breaker, Judy. Back around the horn. Here is a shot up by Fortkamp. Missed it. And Jaden Comer comes down with the rebound. Here come the Patriots. 21 seconds left.
So it's Baumholtz screaming for one shot. And they'll call timeout.
I think Jay County does call timeout. 18 seconds remaining. We'll be back.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
43-36, 18 seconds remaining. Jay County will have the ball when we resume action. Again, Cooper Farms and Mid-States Construction, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight. See Mid-States Construction for all of your construction and concrete needs. A little jostling going on there between Comer and who is he? Looks like Fortkamp.
Yep.
Comer gets the inbounds pass. 13 seconds remaining.
Chance here for Jay County. They have the arrows. They would get the ball to start the fourth quarter as well.
Carter Fugit out front. Down to 5 seconds. Here's Comer. Comer drives in and lays it up and got it. And that's the end of the quarter. As Comer's able to score right at the end of the quarter to give Jay County their biggest lead of the game at 45-36. Thanks to Cooper Farms and Mid-States Construction, MSC, for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Our knowledgeable staff is here to help you find the durable medical equipment you need to stay in your home safely. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, bathroom aids, to the installation of ramps and grab bars, Kalp Pharmacy is here to help. To learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 866-526-0976. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Rex Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs. Mid-States Corporate Office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the courts.
That was a Jay County quarter there in the third quarter.
Yeah, Jay County outscores Fort Recovery 19-9, and the Patriots shot 90%, 9 for 10 from the field, 1 for 2 on threes. Fort Recovery 2 of 8, 25%, 0 for 1 on threes, but the Indians went 7 for 11 at the free throw line. Jay County did not attempt a free throw in the third quarter.
Foul is called right away on Grant Fortkamp to start the fourth quarter of play. Here is Graydon Swoveland over to Jaden Comer. Foul is called on Fort Recovery.
So now they're evening the fouls up a little bit.
Our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight in the broadcast is Hall Brothers Incorporated. Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, just down the street from the Fort Recovery High School, your Case IH and Kubota dealer.
Fortkamp picked up his fourth foul, so he went out a moment ago.
Jaden Comer over to Tucker Griffin, feeds inside to Aiden Phillips, back out to Griffin. Griffin dribbling the ball to Cole Forthover. Forthover back outside to Graydon Swoveland. Back to Forthover, down low. Works his way in, stops, can't find the shot, now goes up with it, can't get it to go down. Rebound Forthover, puts it back up, can't get it to go down. Rebound comes to Brody Bargy of Fort Recovery. Down to Briggs Overman. Indians need a basket, and they can't get it as Forthover comes up with the rebound.
Forthover playing like he wants his starting spot back.
Jaden Comer with the basketball on the right side. Back out it goes. Tucker Griffin on a three. He got it. And the Patriots have their biggest lead of the game at 12 points now, 48-36. Indians need to get things going here. Briggs Overman back outside. And there's a foul called on Tucker Griffin as he fouled Brody Bargy.
Second foul on Griffin.
Here comes Forthover out, and going in is Eli Petro.
Cole been out there a while.
And Eli's had a nice night tonight.
Yep. Started off the first quarter with 7 points. He's added two in the second half.
Brody Bargy with the ball. Feeds it over to Briggs Overman. Shots fired up and no good by Breaker Judy. Here's Overman. He missed it off the front of the rim. Briggs has just not had an on night tonight. He was their leading scorer last year, but he's not tonight. Here's a shot blocked as Brody Bargy able to block the shot by Eli Petro, and the Indians have the basketball. A reverse layup is good by Breaker Judy. That was quite a circus shot.
Judy's first points this half.
48-38.
And our Patriots lead by 10 with 5:48 to play in the fourth quarter.
Griffin on the left side to Graydon Swoveland. Swoveland back out to Jaden Comer. And we've got a timeout called by Jay County. 5:39 left to go in the game. Jay County leads by 10, 48-38. We'll be back in a moment.
Ohio Valley Gas encourages you to trust your senses when it comes to detecting a natural gas leak. You may smell an unmistakable odor, see dead vegetation, blowing dirt, or bubbling water. You could also hear a hissing sound. If you suspect a gas leak, wait until you're down the street before calling your natural gas provider or 911. Using natural gas safely just makes sense. Ohio Valley Gas, more than a company, part of your community, making people's lives better.
This Christmas, give the gift of fun with Case IH and Kubota Toys at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. For a limited time, enjoy $15 off your purchase of $100 or more on all Case IH toys. Perfect for little boys and girls who love tractors and have big imaginations. From big red tractors to exciting accessories, there's something for every little farmer. Hurry! This offer won't last long. Make this Christmas unforgettable with Case IH and Kubota Toys at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Back here at Jay County High School. Jay County's pulled away to a 10-point lead at the moment with the ball.
And the 5:35 to play in this fourth quarter.
Graydon Swoveland down the lane. He'll feed off on the right side to Aiden Phillips. It's blocked and stolen there nicely by Fort Recovery's Gavin Evers. And Evers will bring it up. Over to Briggs Overman. Out front it goes to Braylon Dilworth. Now down low to Gavin Evers again. He'll pass out top to Dilworth. Breaker Judy in the right corner. Tries to go against Eli Petro. No room. Feeds it off. There's a shot fired up. And it is no good by Gavin Evers. And Jay County comes down with a rebound. Tucker Griffin got the rebound. Jaden Comer over to Graydon Swoveland. Swoveland will go to the hole. He puts it up and it's blocked. And a foul's going to be called on Brody Bargy. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this here on PG-14, Jay Country 101, Jay County leading here in the ball game this evening. Now, we'll just keep it right here. Graydon Swoveland going to the free throw line. Puts it up and good.
First free throw of the second half for the Patriots.
49-38. Jay County leads by 11. One more for Slovlin, and he got it again. How many points does he have tonight?
15.
Nice night for Graydon. 50-38. Patriots lead by 12. Indians need a basket. There's a foul call on Jay County, I think, on Eli Petro.
And that would be four on Eli.
It is. Out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Brody Bargy will put it in play here for the Indians. Again, he's only a sophomore, and Brody listed at 6'5 on the program. Cole Forthover comes back in. Eli Petro will leave. Now we have a timeout. Timeout with 4:34 to go. We'll be back.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes, Santa. Cassidy, Santa wants us to help with the naughty and nice list.
Yeah.
What do you think? Jeffrey O, naughty or nice?
Naughty.
Jim Rokel, service manager at Jmart Appliance in Portland.
Nice, because they fix our refrigerator.
Scott West.
Very naughty.
Shauna Runkle, owner of Jmart Appliance.
Very nice, because my mommy loves her new Maytag dishwasher.
Jmart does have nice appliances, including Whirlpool, Speed Queen, Amana, and Electrolux.
Shop at Jmart Appliance for the nicest Christmas presents. Santa does.
Jmart Appliance wishes everyone a
Merry Christmas!
For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning equipment and service, see Dave McGill and Dustin Huftel at D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Dave and Dustin have over 50 years' experience offering Comfort Maker heating and air conditioning service, Rheem water heaters, plus water conditioning, eel and jetter service, well service, plus sewer and water service. Located at 123 North Depot Street behind Subway. Call D&D at 260-766-4249. License number PC 196-00052. D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Portland.
Action back in. There's a shot up and no good by Braylon Dilworth from the corner, and Cole Forthover of Jay County comes down with the rebound, the big 6'9 center for the Patriots. As far as I know, Jay County's only 6'9 player ever. And he actually might be a little bit more than that, but here's Swoblin in the lane. He feeds off to Aiden Phillips, who misses the shot, and the foul's called on Fort Recovery. Aiden will go to the free throw line.
Need a tough and reliable workhorse? Discover the Kubota RTVX series at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These rugged utility vehicles handle any job, whether on the farm or at the job site. With a powerful engine, spacious cargo bed, and versatile features, the RTVX series is built to get things done. Experience the durability and comfort you need. Visit Hall Brothers today and drive home your Kubota RTVX series utility vehicle. Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, your trusted partner for quality Kubota equipment.
Aiden Phillips hits one of two free throws, and a rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's post, who's in the game now. There's Breaker Judy. He misses air ball, and a foul from behind by Tucker Griffin as he fouled Briggs Overman. And Briggs will go to the free throw line. Again, our fourth quarter brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Be sure to check out their lineup of farm toys, great Christmas gifts for the kids. Or if you're a collector, you got to pick up the latest and greatest at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. Briggs misses the free throw. He is just having an off night tonight.
Yep, 2-for-4 at the free throw line, only 7 points.
Again, Briggs Overman, their leading scorer from a year ago for the Fort Recovery Indians. Good. Got the second one. And Coach Bobby Leverett calls timeout. So we'll be back in a moment.
Tim Klingensmith at Raymond James & Associates in Portland is proud to support the Jay County Patriots and wishes the Jay County Patriots good luck this season. At Raymond James, the financial well-being of their clients always comes first. Raymond James financial advisor Tim Klingensmith, with more than 30 years of experience, along with Maria Snow, client service associate, are available to help you with your financial needs at 928 North Meridian Street in Portland or call 260-726-8596. Good luck, Patriots. Raymond James & Associates, a member of the New York Stock Exchange and SIPC. Life well planned.
51-39, Jay County leads by 12 with 3 minutes and 56 seconds to go. Still time for the Indians. They need to make something happen, though.
Timeout slap. Jay County has one. Fort Recovery has two.
Tucker Griffin over to Jaden Comer. Back to Griffin. In the middle, there's Graydon Swoglin. He'll feed over to Aiden Phillips. Puts it up. Can't get it to go down. Got his own rebound. Back outside to Jaden Comer.
Good job by Comer. Could have put that back up on the three. Chose not to.
Here's Forthover putting it up. No good from the left side. And it's now 51-39. Down at the other end, up and no good by Breaker Judy of Fort Recovery. Caught that ball in midair, but couldn't get the shot to go down. Oh, hook pass to Cole Forthover. It's no good, but he is fouled in the act of shooting. And Cole Forthover will go to the free throw line here. 3:19 remaining. Doesn't look like there's going to be enough time for the Indians, Justin.
Yeah, Fort Recovery 1 of 8 shooting this quarter. Jay County 1 of 6. Neither team can buy a bucket, but Tate is kind of pulling away at the free throw line. I'm not done that one.
Cole Forthover misses that free throw. Cole wears number 25 on his uniform. Tallest kid to ever play basketball for Jay County at 6'9". Bounces the basketball. Eyes the hoop, puts it up, and it is no good again. In and out. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. There's a little opening for the Indians. They need to score. Breaker Judy with the ball in the lane. Puts it up and in. That makes it 51-41. Back to a 10-point lead. Here's Graydon Swoblin to Jaden Comer. Fort Recovery pressing full court here. In the middle to Graydon Swoblin. Swoblin brings it down to the left side. Back over on the right to Jaden Comer. Back out tight. Top to Tucker Griffin. Griffin goes to the hole and he scores. They're going to call an offensive foul. Yes.
Yep.
Take the basket away. Offensive foul is the call.
And that's the fourth on Griffin.
No argument there from the Jay County bench.
Petro in, Forthover out.
2:51 remaining now in the contest. Brody Bargy going to toss the ball in. Here comes Carter Fugit in, and Tucker Griffin will take a rest.
And we'll have four fouls. Fort Recovery almost threw it away.
Indians with the ball. There's Post with a shot. Oh, it hit the support wire. They didn't see it. And Jay County threw it away. Jaden Comer tried to pass to Graydon Swoglin, and Graydon says, hey, I'm not 6'10". Jay County calls time with 2:40 to go. The Patriots leading by 10. We'll be back.
For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning equipment and service, see Dave McGill and Dustin Huftel at D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Dave and Dustin have over 50 years' experience offering Comfort Maker heating and air conditioning service, Rheem water heaters, plus water conditioning, eel and jetter service, well service, plus sewer and water service. Located at 123 North Depot Street behind Subway. Call D&D at 260-766-424. License number PC19600052. D&D Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Portland.
Krispy Kreme donuts are now available at your Portland McDonald's. Yes, you can enjoy these famous Krispy Kreme donuts all day long at McDonald's. There are three different varieties being sold at your Portland McDonald's, including the original glazed donut, the chocolate covered with sprinkles donut, and the chocolate-covered cream-filled donuts. The donuts may be purchased individually or in a box of six. Try them today. Krispy Kreme donuts, available now at your Portland McDonald's.
And I've had my fair share of those, and I will attest that they are good. Here's a shot from the corner by Fort Recovery. No good, and it goes out of bounds. Jaden Comer able to save possession. That was missed from the corner by Grant Fortkamp.
By the way, Jay County is out of timeouts. Fort Recovery has two left.
51-41. Patriots will put the ball in play, being pressed full court by the Indians. Jaden Comer over Tucker Griffin. Back to Comer to Griffin. Back to Comer. Griffin. Up court to Graydon Swoblin, just in a nick of time.
Yeah, barely beat the 10-second count.
Tucker Griffin dribbling the ball in the outside area, trying to kill clock. Still dribbling, back outside to Jaden Comer. Over to Tucker Griffin, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery on Breaker Judy.
Team foul number three of the quarter. No, actually number, they're about five. I was looking at the timeouts left.
I love that name, Breaker Judy. I don't think I've ever heard of a Breaker kid named Breaker before.
Yeah.
51-41. Indians trailing by 10 with a minute 59 to go here in the fourth quarter. Free throw is good by Tucker Griffin.
11 for Griffin.
He will have one more. Again, you're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, and Fort Recovery Radio, fortrecoveryradio.com. That free throw is no good, and so the lead is 11. Here's Breaker, no good by Breaker Judy. Rebound, Tucker Griffin, and the foul's called. I think it might be on, it's on Breaker, Breaker Judy.
It's his fourth.
Go to the other end. We'll be right back.
When you have a sewer or drain problem, you don't want excuses. You want results. Locally owned by John Lancaster, Roto-Rooter offers state-of-the-art camera inspection, jet cleaning, and, of course, septic tank pumping. Don't trust your sewer problem to just any name. Trust John Lancaster and Roto-Rooter Service. Serving a four-county area. Reliable service.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Well, Tucker Griffin hits both free throws to make it 54-41 now. A 13-point lead for Fort Recovery. And the Indians really have their backs to the wall now. Down by 13 with a minute 40 to go in the game. Here's a shot. Nice basket up, and they're going to say a three. Three-point basket scored by Grant Fortkamp to make it 54-44. And Fort Recovery immediately calls timeouts.
This winter, give your lawnmower the care it deserves with Hall Brothers Winter Mower Service Special. With free pickup and delivery, we're making servicing your mower easier than ever. Our skilled team will inspect, tune up, and prepare your lawnmower for a smooth spring start. Don't let winter wear you down. Keep it in peak condition. Call Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today. We're committed to keeping your equipment running strong. It's never too early to prepare for spring. Schedule your service today.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier, turn to the experts. See Dave's Heating and Cooling at 1238 West Water Street in Portland or call 726-2138.
Indians still holding on hope that they can come back here, trailing by 10, and Jay County almost threw it away. Now they've got Tucker Griffin hemmed in down here, and they're going to say traveling on Tucker Griffin as he was double-teamed.
Again, Jay County's out of timeout, so when he was trapped, cannot call timeout.
So the Indians get it back here.
Fort Recovery has one timeout left.
They score real quick here. It's only an 8-point game. Minute 30 left in the game. Pass goes in to Breaker Judy, back out to Briggs Overman, and he's fouled by Carter Fugit.
And that'll put the Indians at the line for two shots.
And we'll be back after this.
You may not know it, but Hitzer Patio and Fireplace is the perfect gift center for most everyone on your gift list. Big Green Egg Grills, gift certificates, tabletop pellet grills, Pelican premium coolers, cast iron kettles and Dutch oven. Unique gift ideas for special people on your gift list.
Hitzer, 269 East Main Street in Bern.
Merry Christmas from Hitzer.
Briggs Overman hits both free throws this time. It's an 8-point game. Minute 27 left on the clock, 54-46. A long pass down to Tucker Griffin. He can't get the ball. It's loose. picked up by Eli Petro of Jay County. Jay County got a break on that one. Now there's a foul on Fort Recovery, fouling immediately there as Dylan Klinke in the game now to do some fouling. And it will be free throws for Jaden Comer.
He has not been to the free throw line tonight.
Comer's been kind of quiet tonight.
Yep, only 2 points, but a big 2 points at the end of the third quarter.
Puts the free throw up, and it's good. Now it's three. That makes it a 9-point game, 54-46. One more for Jaden Comer. Up and good. He nestles it down in to make it 55-46. Or is it 56-46? Shot by Overman. Good. Three-pointer.
Yeah.
Yeah, 56-46 it was. Now it's 56-49, a 7-point game. Still time for the Indians. Minute six left to go on the clock, and a foul is called on Briggs Overman as he fouled Jaden Comer. Comer goes to the line right after this.
Rex Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs. Mid-States corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the courts.
Jaden Comer comes through with two free throws, and now there's a foul on Briggs Overman as he was shooting a three, and Carter Fugit is called for a foul. And going to the line will be Briggs Overman, a chance to cut the lead down to six.
Yeah, that's not what you want to do if you're Jay County, foul a three-point shooter.
First free throw is no good. He missed it. Wow.
He was 5 for 8 at the free throw line tonight, so a little better than earlier.
Overman one more. Up and good. He has one more yet. Tucker Griffin will come in, and Carter Fugit will go out.
Yeah, they've been playing offense-defense with Griffin having 4 fouls.
Good again by Overman. He got 2 of the 3, and that cuts it to a 7-point game. And there's still plenty of time for Fort Recovery with 56 seconds. A long pass down to Tucker Griffin, and he's going to just try to keep it away from the Indians. And we got a foul called on Fort Recovery. Somebody fouled out, I think. No?
Third foul on Gavin Evers.
Well, why was he heading to the bench? Well, anyway, at the line is Tucker Griffin for Jay County. First one's good. He will have one more.
By the way, Cole Fortho for Jay County has been back and forth to the locker room. I don't think it's a back thing. I think it's a cut or something, but that's just me guessing.
Yeah, the trainer's working on him. Up and good by Tucker Griffin to expand the lead back to 9 at 60-51. Still time, though, for the Indians. A lot of time, 50 seconds. Down comes Brody Bargy underneath. It's Breaker Judy who scores. And apparently the Indians have one more timeout.
Yep.
And they call it a 7-point game with 44 seconds to go. Jay County only leading by 7 now.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes, Santa. Cassidy, Santa wants us to help with the naughty and nice list.
Yeah.
What do you think? Jeffrey O, naughty or nice?
Naughty.
Jim Runkel, service manager at Jmart Appliance in Portland.
Nice, because they fix our refrigerator.
Scott West.
Very naughty.
Shauna Runkel, owner of Jmart Appliance.
Very nice, because my mommy loves her new Maytag dishwasher.
Jmart does have nice appliances, including Whirlpool, Speed Queen, Amana, and Electrolux.
Shop at Jmart Appliance for the nicest Christmas presents. Santa does.
Jmart Appliance wishes everyone a
Merry Christmas.
This Christmas, give the gift of fun with Case IH and Kubota toys at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. For a limited time, enjoy $15 off your purchase of $100 or more on all Case IH toys. Perfect for little boys and girls who love tractors and have big imaginations. From big red tractors to exciting accessories, there's something for every little farmer. Hurry! This offer won't last long. Make this Christmas unforgettable with Case IH and Kubota Toys at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Jay County just threw the ball away, and the Indians got it back for a shot, missed it, but it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be given to Fort Recovery. They say it was off of Jay County.
Well, only 34 seconds left now.
So the Patriots giving the ball back. Bargy tossing in to Briggs Overman way outside. He will put the shot up and miss it. Rebound comes down to Graydon Swoblin, and he is fouled, and he'll be going to the free throw line at the other end with 27 seconds remaining. 60-53 the score. Again, Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer, is our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. For the finest in farm machinery service and parts, you know where to go. Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Graydon Swoblin puts it up, and he got it. Patriots have been pretty good at the free throw line here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, 13 of 17.
And that has allowed them to keep their lead. Good again. 62-53. It's back to a nine-point game. Indians fire a three. Good. Three-point shot is up and in by Grant Fortkamp. It's a six-point game, 62-56, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. And going to the line will be Graydon Swoveland. So we'll just keep it right here with 12 seconds left to go on the clock.
Six-point Jay County lead, 62-56.
Swoveland eyes and flies and hits. 63-56.
Now 18 for Graydon Swoveland.
That's his high for the year. Got it again. 64-56. And that should do it. Fort Recovery with the ball. Briggs Overman. Shot is blocked. On the left side it goes. Good. Three-point basket. And Fort Recovery cannot stop the clock, and it's going to be a five-point game. 64-59. Jay County defeats Fort Recovery by 5 points. Thanks to Hall Brothers Incorporated for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor here at Case IH and Kubota dealer.
Are you tired of running out of hot water? Say goodbye to pesky water heaters and say hello to endless hot water with a tankless water heater. Not only will it save space, but it will also cut down on your energy bill. Make the switch tankless and never worry about cold showers again. Save even more energy with an Ecobee smart thermostat. It's like having a personal assistant for your home's comfort. Control temperatures from anywhere with your smartphone or even ask Alexa or Siri to change your settings. Boost your home's IQ and comfort levels with a smart thermostat. Thinking about upgrading? Give Dave's Heating and Cooling a call at 260-726-2138.
The John Jay Center for Learning is now enrolling students for their industrial maintenance classes. You can enroll as an individual student, or if you operate a business or industry, enroll several of your employees for these industrial maintenance classes. Increase your skills to increase your pay by enrolling today in the industrial maintenance classes at the John Jay Center for Learning in Portland. To enroll in these classes conducted in a $1 million maintenance lab at the John Jay Center in downtown Portland, call 729-5525.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention farmers, is your combine feeling stressed after a rough harvest season? Then treat it to a relaxing combine inspection at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. It's just like a spa day. Our expert team will pamper your combine and ensure it's in top shape. Enjoy 10% off all parts sold as a result of your inspection. Don't wait. Give your combine the care it deserves. Visit Hall Brothers today and take advantage of this limited time offer. Schedule your combine inspection today and let it unwind.
It's time now for the Patriot Postgame Show. And now back to the gymnasium for a recap of tonight's action.
And our postgame is being brought to you by Portland Insurance for all of your insurance needs. See Kyle Champ at Portland Insurance, where insurance is made simple because Kyle will take care of all the details for you. Whether it's farm, home, life, auto, or business insurance, it's Portland Insurance, 115 East Main, downtown Portland. Kyle Champ, your agent. We'll be back in just a moment.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to keeping farmers strong with quality insurance coverage that fits your unique world. From a hobby farm to a large corporate farm and everything in between, we can find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. See me, Kyle Champ, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
T'was the season for giving and throughout the community. Neighbors shopped local with remarkable unity. They found clothes and toys that make children glad. Sparkling jewelry for mom, electronics for dad. Why, everything you need to spread holiday cheer is all readily available right now and right here. This reminder to shop local for all your heart yearns comes with Merry Christmas wishes from First Bank of Bird.
Back here at Jay County, where Fort Recovery has been defeated by the Jay County Patriots by a score of 64-59, a five-point game. Jay County had a, 13-point lead at one time? Or what was the...
Let's see. I was trying to remember, sure. Okay. At least 10.
Oh, I was more than that.
Yeah, so it might have been 13.
But anyway, the Indians kept fighting. They just kind of ran out of time there at the end. So stay tuned. We hope to have both coaches to talk with us tonight here on the radio. I see Coach Baumholt is heading this way right now. And any stats to give us real quick?
Let's see. Jay County was 22 of 41 from the field for 54%. 3 of 8 for 38% on three-pointers, and free throws 17 of 23 for 74%, and that includes 16 of 20 in the fourth quarter.
Here comes Coach, so let's get him on the hook here. As Jay County again victorious tonight, going to 2-2 on the campaign. What's that?
I wondered if you got it on the
Yeah, well, sure. You can put it on whatever side you want it to put it on. Jay County wins 65-59, evens your record to 2-2. And, Coach, congratulations, a nice win over a tough Fort Recovery team.
Well, you know, we got the lead late. And then, excuse me, as I just talked to them, they're situational basketball. You know, number one, at no time should you foul the three-point shooter. I mean, you just, if he shoots it and makes it, but you do everything you're supposed to do, but don't foul him. Don't give him three easy shots. That way, can't guard him. And then we almost did it again.
We all make mistakes now.
Yeah, but I get four, my fault. Which one, as I said to the player, which one am I supposed to take you out on? The first one, the second one, the third one? So, but all overall, a pretty good job. We hit our free throws.
Yes, late. That was good. We had 17 of 23 for free throws tonight.
Well, late, we got the right guys there.
Right.
We had, that's why we want the way we play that is to get the ball in the hands of your guards. Your guards should be your best free throw shooters. And that's what we were trying to do. And then the second thing we were trying to do is make sure we got the ball in the middle, because they can't trap you in the middle. If they trap you in the middle, you can go two ways. If they trap you anyplace else, you only got one way out. But I thought overall we did a pretty good job of that. We got pretty good substitution with Carter and Tucker going in and out. You know, I thought Eli Petro did a phenomenal job first start.
You made the right move starting him tonight, I'll tell you that.
Can you repeat that, Rob? Just repeat that. Repeat what you just said.
You made the right move in starting Eli Petro tonight.
Did everybody out in community and the parking lot and all that, did everybody hear that? Coach Baumholt made the right move for once. That's about one for 100, but I'll take it. he'd been playing well, and so he deserved a chance. And as it turned out, we needed him inside. He made some really nice post moves. Now we got to get Cole going, you know. And if we can get a solid 3-4 guys to make that rotation, I told you we needed some post presence. You know, we need the guys to get the ball and then be able to score in there. So I thought we did a better job of that tonight than we have so far. And I thought our defensive intensity was really good. It really was. They hit some freaky threes there at the end to close it. But overall, just a really, really good effort by our kids.
At a 54% field goal percentage for you tonight, which is much better than it has been.
So. Well, if you go back and you look at the film, I will guarantee you that our shot selection was much, much better. And when our guys did take shots from the perimeter, we had our feet set. And, you know, when you do the little things right, you have a better chance of it going in. That doesn't mean it's always going to go in, but you sure have a better chance of it. And I can't do anything except compliment our kids. I thought they played as hard as they could play after a doubleheader. These guys were fresh, having not played the night before. That makes it hard. It really does. But I knew they would be the kind of team that would play you to the end. You know, and they're very physical.
It always is.
And they're very physical. So, you know, we just had to be ready for that. And even though then, as I told one of the officials right at the end of the game, I'd like to rehire you and recommend that. But, my gosh, they had some footwork issues. I mean, they just seemed to be – I wasn't familiar with those three guys. And I was just seeing what they saw or what they were trying to see. They missed a lot of calls. But overall, we'll take it. Get back on the road and play the right way here now.
Okay, Coach. Well, hey, thanks for coming up. Congratulations, 2-2 now, and hopefully a third victory coming against Newcastle next Saturday.
Yeah, we'll have hopefully a pretty good week of preparation, because you only have one team to prepare for. So we got back-to-back weeks where we only have one team. This coming week will be Newcastle, and the week following will be Delta. And when you have one team, it's a lot easier to focus in on what you're trying to do. We didn't do any preparation for Fort Recovery until this morning. So we spent all of our time, and I guess we spun our wheels a little bit. That's what I'd say last night. But we'll get through the weekend.
That was a good game tonight. Congratulations.
Thanks, Rob.
Jerry Baumholt, head coach of the Jay County Patriots, as the Patriots defeat Fort Recovery tonight.
Does your insurance coverage have you feeling like this?
Thank you, sir.
If so, stop by Portland Insurance Agency, where we can help you find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. So stop crying the blues and see me, Kyle Chin, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
Join the hundreds of Jay County area residents who have made Pack-A-Sack their convenience store. Here in Jay County, you'll find Pack-A-Sack in Portland, Dunkirk, Redkey, and Bryant. Whether you're gassing up with Pack-A-Sack's quality gasoline, filling up your cup with fresh brewed coffee, or enjoying Pack-A-Sack's great selection of snack foods and soft drinks, you'll discover why Pack-A-Sack is your convenience store and a whole lot more. You'll also find Subway restaurants inside the Pack-A-Sack stores in Dunkirk, Redkey, and Bryant. Stop in soon and experience outstanding customer service and their friendly employees, who will greet you with a smile at your nearby Pack-A-Sack.
Back here at Jay County, we're going to have Coach Bobby Leverett coming up here in a moment, and then we'll get out of here. And I know he's disappointed not to have won the game tonight, but again, the Patriots just built up too big of a lead there in the second half.
Yeah, like you said, at least over 10 points, maybe 13, and Fort Recovery just couldn't make a comeback all the way. They hit a lot of three-pointers at the end of the fourth quarter, but, you know, they were too far down, and they tried to foul, and Jay County did miss some free throws. They only missed four in the fourth quarter, but that helped Fort Recovery at least somewhat get back in the game, and again, the Patriots held on to win by five.
Any other stats to give you want to?
No, Fort Recovery shot 45% in the first half, 32% in the second half, 38% for the game, 36% on threes, and 65% at the free throw line. And like you said, 29-29 on rebounds, and turnovers 12 for Jay County and 10 for Fort Recovery. Indians were led by Briggs, or by Breaker Judy with 16, Briggs Overman 15, and Grant Fortcamp 11. Jay County was led by Graydon Swovlin with 19, Tucker Griffin with 15, 9 for Eli Petro, 9 for Aiden Phillips, 6 for Jaden Comer, and 6 for Cole Forthofer. Again, Jay County 64, Fort Recovery 59. Patriots go to 2-2, Fort Recovery drops to 0-1.
Well, we have Bobby Leverett with us. Let's go over to him and get him on the horn here. Jay County again winning tonight 65-59, and I have to salute your kids for not only the whole game but for the end there where it just looked like it was a lost cause, but you guys didn't give up.
No, you know, that's Fort Recovery for you. That's our kids. They're not going to quit until that horn goes off, you know, and they're going to grind and do whatever it takes to try and stay in the game and possibly get a W out of it. So super proud of their effort. You know, it's tough to play against Jerry's 1-2-2. We've talked about that every year, you know. And then when you throw that length out there, it's, man, that's a tough defense to go against. And like I told you, that's the score we wanted, but we wanted to be on the other end of things. That was kind of the pace. We wanted to get them up and down the floor. And, man, kudos to those kids because they matched our energy and ran with us.
And you don't see the 1-2-2 very often, do you?
No, you don't. I mean, we'll see some 2-3 stuff in the league, but not with that length. And, you know, you throw that length out there, and it's tough to penetrate the wings against it. We did not do a very good job of getting in our zone offense early in the first half because of it, you know. We've tried to emulate it in practice, but, you know, you can't just go find 6'4 and 6'9 guys off the street to practice against.
You're not exactly a small group, but
no, still, not by any means. But
you were outsized tonight and did a good job on the boards despite that fact.
Yeah, I mean, the paper had us 36-33, so we out-rebounded them by three. Make some free throws down the stretch. I don't know what we were from the line, probably 50% or so.
What was the free throw for Fort Recovery? How many? You were 13 to 20.
Okay, so, you know, hey, give us seven, Rob, we win by two.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's pretty good math, ain't it?
And, you know, Briggs had a little bit of an off night tonight for you.
We did.
We expect him to get more points than that on a normal night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, if we're going against a man and he's being guarded man-to-man, he can beat his man off the dribble a little bit easier. And, he was probably off a little bit, but.
How about some of the guys you were, you know,
I was really pretty happy with Grant Fortcamp's floor game, Brody Bargy's floor game. I think he led us in rebounds and assists. Probably didn't score as much, but like I said, he's going against 6'9 inside. But, all their effort was fabulous. Coulson coming off the bench, Braylon Dilworth, once he settled into that varsity mode later on in the second quarter, once he settled down, he was fine into the second half. So, yeah, great effort.
Well, congratulations on the effort.
Yeah.
And we will see you on Tuesday at Fort Loramie. That's not an easy place to play.
No, it's not. We scouted them last night against Botkins. We'll match up a lot better against them. But, you know, they're very gritty, too. So it'll be a battle over there. With it being a Tuesday night, we'll rest tomorrow, go light on Monday, get back to our our man-to-man, our man-to-man offense.
Yes.
And go from there.
Okay, Bob. Hey, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Bobby Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And we'll be back to wrap up the broadcast. Let's just go over to Justin right now. And why don't you run down the JV and the girls' score from today? Fort Recovery Lady Indians crunched the Lady Patriots today.
All right. First for JV, Jay County won that one in a close one, 55-53. For Fort Recovery, Dylan Klinke had 11, Braylon Dilworth 10, Douglas Ben 9, Colton Thompson 8, Hudson Overman 8, Brady Evers with 5, and Carter Fortcamp with 2. For the Patriots, Nick Snow with 18, 11 for Benson Barnett, 10 for Cade Summers, 6 for Brock Wasson, 5 each for Brady Jetmore and Jacob Monroe. Again, 55-53, Jay County wins the JV game. Patriots are 4-0, and Fort Recovery is 0-1. And on the girls' side, Fort Recovery wins that one, 59-32. Fort Recovery was led by Kennedy Mullenkamp with 15, Bridget Homan 14, Carly Niekamp 12, McKenna Hillscamp with 11, 5 for Cameron Mullenkamp, and 2 for Emma Smits. For Jay, Holly Sweeterman 13, 11 for Alexis Cybray, 4 for Amelia Heath, and 2 each for Gabby Petro and Stella Skirvin. Again, 59-32. Fort Recovery wins the girls' game. Jay County is 3-4. Fort Recovery is 2-4.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it so much.
Yep, a nice day of basketball. I know Fort Recovery happy about their girls' win and Jay County happy about their boys' win.
And that's it for tonight. Thanks for listening, everybody. Again, the final in the boys' game. Jay County wins 64-59. 64-59, a 5-point win for the Patriot varsity in the game tonight. Good evening, everybody.
That's the Patriot Postgame Show. We hope you enjoyed tonight's boys basketball action. Tune in again to WPGW for the next Jay County boys basketball game. This broadcast was a production of the WPGW Sports Department. WPGW, Portland, Indiana.